Dr. Pinsky with a mental IME on Alex, A-L-E-X. Last name is Cherisian, C-H-E-R-I-S-I-E-N. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Cherisian as described in the report cited above. For these pertain to work injuries he allegedly sustained on 1-8-19, 3-27-19, 4-18-19, and 4-26-20. Period. He is now a 40-year-old male who simply states he injured his lower back and right knee at work. Period. He did not give a time frame or mechanism of injury. Period. He did undergo unspecified surgery, but is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. He states before this incident he did have treatment by way of an injection. Period. He denies any subsequent injuries to the involved areas. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Cherisian alleges on 11-21-21, he was moving pallets, leading to acute post-traumatic lumbar spine, L4-5 and L5-S1 herniated discs with radiculopathy, requiring epidural injections with permanent and chronic orthopedic and neurologic residuals. Period. Treatment notes show he was seen at WorkNet on 12-22-11, reporting he was injured on 11-21-21. Period. He admitted to a prior back injury 2 years ago. Period. Had not been seen since the subject event. Period. However, he was seen by orthopedics after an injury to his right knee at the same time. Period. He was never evaluated by orthopedics for his back. Period. He related he had been employed with the insured for 4 years and has no prior work-related injuries. Period. Underline that sentence. Patient has not been back to work since he injured his knee and back 1 month ago. Period. He was examined and diagnosed with a lumbar strain. Period. He was put on medications and quickly referred for an MRI. Period. A lumbar MRI was done on 1-13-22, but not compared to any specific earlier reports. Period. It showed disc bulge and associated radial tear at L4-5, semicolon, 5 millimeter broad-based posterior disc herniation and associated radial tear at L5-S1, semicolon, neural encroachment at L4-5 and L5-S1. Period. He returned to WorkNet on 1-18-22 to review these results. Period. At that juncture, he was referred for orthopedic consultation and kept on light duty. Period. However, since there were no light duties at U.S. Food, they sent him home. Period. In paragraph, Mr. Cherisian was seen orthopedically by Dr. Disabella on 2-4-22. Period. He gave a history that on 11-21-21, he was wrapping a pallet and felt the pain in his low back. Period. He received treatment from WorkNet and underwent an MRI. Period. He admitted to a previous injury to this body part, comma, previous work-related injury, comma, and physical therapy to this body part in the past. Period. Dr. Isabella evaluated him and diagnosed low back pain, comma, lumbar strain, comma, and lumbar disc herniation with radiculopathy. Period. He made medication adjustments and referred him for pain management. Period. In paragraph 139-22, he was seen by pain specialist Dr. Polster. Period. On 5-25-22, he administered a lumbar epidural injection. Period. Follow-up with Dr. Polster was rendered through rendered through 10-14-22. Period. He was doing very well and had returned to normal function, but he was deemed to have achieved maximum medical improvement status and could work without restrictions. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower. Motion of the knees was full with crepitus, but no tenderness. Paired motion of the hips and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Paired cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbosacral normal. Impressions on 10-10-21. Alex Chirizian reportedly was injured at work. Paired, he did not seek treatment for this until 1 month later and had remained out of work in the interim period. As seen in his claim petition, he alleges he injured his right knee on 10-10-21. Period. According to a second claim petition, he injured his lumbar spine on 11-21-21 while moving pallets. Period. Another claim petition, 2019-H301, resolved on 12-4-20 for 15%. Partial total for the orthopedic residuals of L4-5 and L5-S1, herniated discs with radiculitis. Paired claim petition 2019-11234 was dismissed with prejudice on 12-4-20. Paired. Yet another claim resolved on 12-4-20 involving an injury to his left knee at work on 4-18-19. Period. In paragraph after the subject event, he underwent an MRI that showed multi-level degenerative changes. Period. He was then seen orthopedically by Dr. Isabella and accepted injections from Dr. Pulser. Period. He also participated in physical therapy. Pretty improved, and as of 10-14-22 was doing quite well. Period. In the paragraph as seen in my prior reports, he claimed injuries to probably the same body areas. Period. I will have you insert what I mark on them and put them here. Period. New paragraph, the current examination found him to have full range of motion of the knee, of the knees with crepitus. Period. Provocative maneuvers were negative. Period. He had full range of motion of the thoracic lumbar spine, where provocative maneuvers were negative. Paired new paragraph with respect to the subject events. There is 0% permanent partial or total disability referable to the right knee or lumbar spine. Paired. He had participated in physical therapy as well. Period. He was seen by Dr. Mitchell on 5-20-19. Period. Underline this. Need to check his report from one of my prior reports. Period. Any underlying pathology that he had was not caused, permanently aggravated, or accelerated to a material degree by the events in question. Period. He has been able to return to the workforce as a DoorDash driver. Period. He does this 4 hours in the morning and then 4 hours in the evening. Period. He actually offers no complaints involving the lower back or right knee, and that his symptoms are better now than when they first began. Period. That is the end.